Hello, my name's Matty, and I'm on the road to change, which is a 10,000 mile walk around 32 EU capitals. I'm currently in Slovakia, and with me on the road to change is Stego.
Hi, guys.
See, that's what he sounds like. You probably only just see pictures. Yeah. So a few people have been asking us to do a podcast, and we've never done that before, and I don't think we can compete with the goddess Janie Godley and Ashley Story. I'm not even going to try to compete with them, because obviously we're not very funny. But we just thought we'd do a wee attempt at it and just introduce ourselves. So I think if you're following Road to Change, you probably know who I am. So I thought the first podcast would just speak to Stego and find out who he is. So I've written some questions, which he hasn't heard.
No, yeah, that'll be interesting.
Okay, Stego, so who are you and where do you come from?
Well, my name is Stego. I'm 21 years old. I'm originally from Sweden. But I lived in Australia for a while, and then I moved back to Sweden, and I found this job, and couldn't ask for anything else.
So, and your name is actually Stego?
Well, it's my middle name. My first name is Linus, or Linus, and I don't like that, and Matty came up with the nickname of Stego, so that's just kind of stuck.
Well, Stego, well, I mean, we call you this Stig when you're driving.
This Stig, yeah.
And I call you El Stego Grande.
El Stego, yeah. Or Stig, or Stego.
Stigwise Ganji.
Yeah.
Stig Kyoto.
Stego McBeardo.
So you're from Sweden.
Yeah.
That was where I met you. You were the fifth follow driver of Yvonne.
Yep.
And so it's pretty simple. I basically walk up to between 20 kilometres and 60 kilometres a day, depending on the weather and dogs and hills and stuff. And Yvonne follows me. So when I got to Sweden, we needed a new driver. And so Stego, that's where you came in. How did you find out about Road to Change?
Yeah, so I got laid off from my work like a month before I met Matt, and I'd never been on Craigslist before, so I was just randomly browsing the internet, and I came across the ad, and I thought, wow, that I want to do that. That sounds interesting. So I sent an email to, I think it was Amanda, yeah, and then I never thought I would get a reply, but I did, and I spoke to a man on the phone for a bit, and then we agreed to talk to Matt and see if we could meet up. Amanda thought Matt was in Stockholm, but he wasn't. He was in Västerås, so that's 110 kilometers west of Stockholm. And it's a small town, and how big are the odds that Matt's there whilst I'm there? So, I mean, that was pretty cool. And then, I spoke to Matt, and I met him at the train station, and we had a coffee, and the meeting went well. See, I'm here, so, I mean.
So what attracted you to the job, then?
The opportunity to cut your toenails, as I said on the interview.
Yeah.
No,
which
but
she's never done.
No, I haven't done that yet. Opportunity will come soon. No, but, I mean, yes, the chance of making a difference in someone else's life. That's what really attracted me. And then just a plus side, I would be able to drive around Europe and hang out with Matt. I mean, he's great. You can't have anyone.
Oh, I didn't even make him say that.
Yeah, exactly.
So for the people at home, Stego, what is it you do? What's your job title's road coordinator. So
yeah.
What does that involve?
So before we leave every city, Matt and I walk through the route and the maps and just see if we would be able to walk there and see how it's looking. And whilst on the road, I drive Yvonne. We start the day with breakfast and coffee, and Matt starts walking, and sometimes I need to stay back and clean up the van. And then I drive 15 kilometers, almost 10 miles, and I meet up with him, make some tea, and we chat for a bit, and then he starts walking again, and we do the same thing again. And if he's walking 30 kilometers a day, we do 15, 15, and 10. And then after the 10th one, we sit down, drink some Coke, have some tea, and then we make dinner, and then we watch Modern Family, if it's possible. Yeah. Then we go to bed and we just start all over again. So that's pretty much what I do. A lot of reparations, and you need to fix it on every day. So, I mean, it's a lot of work.
So what's the best part of your job, do you think?
I would say me, a Swedish guy, being able to walk into foreign governments and meet a lot of fantastic people. And I met a lot of nice people and I made a lot of new friends. So, and yeah, it's awesome. It's really good.
What do you think is the worst part of your job?
The rain coming in from Yvonne during nights if it's raining. So, I mean, I fixed the installed the solar panels and they work extraordinarily. So, I mean, that's really good. But the bolts are still leaking. And even though I've gone up 3 times now, I think, and put silicone in it and expander foam, but it's not working. So
basically, when you put the solar panels on the roof, you drilled 12 holes, which are, even though you've put expander foam and silicone, there's still 12 holes in the roof, which rain constantly inside when it's outside. So I thought you were going to say emptying the chemical toilet was the worst part of your job, which is basically a big bottle of pish.
Well, that's fine.
But, so have you had a favourite city so far?
I would say Prague, just because we spent Christmas and New Year's over there, and it's a really beautiful city. But, yeah, a lot of the cities are quite similar to each other, so, no, I would say Prague. I love Prague.
Okay, and we're going to be on the road for pretty much a year, a year from yesterday is when we're going to reach Edinburgh. So do you think, is there a city you're looking forward to?
Not a city in particular, just getting out of the winter and the cold. So, I mean, just the summertime, I think that was going to be great. I've been through the worst now, so I mean, it's going to be awesome.
We think we are through the worst of it. I mean,
we're getting a bit warmer now, and we were looking up the weather forecast for, I think it was Sofia and also Bucharest. And I think they were going to have it like 10 degrees soon, so just in 2 weeks, so it's going to be awesome.
So when you think back to when you were you came back from Australia and you were looking for a job in Sweden and you saw an advert saying, do you want to drive a van around Europe behind this mental person?
Yeah.
Is this experience what you imagined?
I thought we were just going to drive and then walk to every city. And then you just walk out, and it's been so much more. It's like all the details, like governments and newspapers and TV and a lot of new friends. I mean, it's so much better than I could ever imagine, and it's great. I love it.
Well, that's cool, because like when I started Mojo, my brother was the first driver. He followed me and Yvonne from London to Paris, Luxembourg, Brussels and Amsterdam, and then from Amsterdam to Berlin we had Dr. King. She runs the Aerial Foundation.
Yeah.
It's one of the four partners on Road to Change. And then in Berlin we advertised on Craigslist and we got Ashton, who was from America. She just moved to Berlin. She was looking for an interesting job and we needed a driver, so she followed me and Yvonne from Berlin to Copenhagen. And then we got my mate Ali, came over from Scotland, and he got us from Copenhagen to Stockholm. So when I met you, Stiglo, I thought I was kind of trying to say, you know, just follow me in the van for a few weeks, and then I thought
I thought I was going to be out for 2 months, I think, because Amanda was going to come out and take over my job. So,
What made you want to stay? Because you're determined you're going to follow me all the way to Edinburgh.
Yeah, you will never get the chance of doing this again, and. I'm having such a good time, and especially with my mate Matt here, we're always having a great time. And
you can't tell them that; they won't donate any money. It's murder out
no,
here.
No, I mean it's gruesome out here.
There's wild dogs and it's raining, folks. No, it is one of these indescribable experiences, and I get a bit nervous when I have to report that, you know, the British ambassador has invited us to stay in his house for the night, because, you know, people are, you know, people every day donate, you know, their money, and it's hard-earned cash that they're giving us. And it's we appreciate every penny that people donate to us, and we're hoping this year that we'll get some sort of corporate sponsorship. But because so far we've been managing to, this is the 17th country we've managed to get to.
Yeah, no, yeah, Hungary in 2 days will be. That will be the 17th one,
yeah. Oh, yeah, so yeah. So we're about 10 kilometres from the Hungarian border. We're next to a town called Kilmarno. Kilmarno?
Yeah.
Sounds like the Slovakian Kilmarnock.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they have, like, they're making a Slovakian version of the scheme here, probably. But, yeah, so do you want to tell folks what Yvonne is actually like?
It's pure shite. Yes, you know. It's, yeah. It's shite.
Well, I mean, but, we love Yvonne.
Yeah.
Yvonne's the van, by the way. And she's a 1998 Ford Rimmer. So she's like a transit van. And she has space for two beds. And she's got a tiny little kitchen with two little hobs and a fridge that doesn't work.
Yeah, well, one hob barely works. So.
Yeah, one of the hobs doesn't work. We have holes in the roof. We have damp everywhere.
Yeah.
We used to have a window in the ceiling, but...
I broke that.
Yeah, Stig drove into a car park that was slower than he thought.
Yeah.
Yvonne's been crashed quite a number of times now, I think.
Yeah. And it's been vandalised in every city so far. And
But it's nice, though, because when we get back, we can look at all the tags and wrenches around her and say, that was in Tallinn.
Great memories.
We used to have an awning, you know, for
and some... And that's gone. That's gone.
We think we got hit by a truck in Latvia. Yeah. We don't know. We came down and it was gone. Yeah, so that's Stiggle, and that's Yvonne.
Yeah, Yvonne is great, but we could need a new van. That would be pretty good.
I know, but wouldn't you miss her? Like,
I would, but we could still call her Yvonne. Yvonne number two.
I know, yeah. I feel like I'd be cheating on Yvonne.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's just so, like, loyal to us, and she goes in a huff sometimes and won't start. Like, she's raging with us.
Yeah.
But she's getting us there. I mean, she's done how many miles now?
I've done... almost 6,000 kilometers in her now from Estonia. So it's...
and people are wondering why have I not walked that far with you? And it's because, you know, sometimes I'll walk to a certain point, like a lamppost, and I'll stop, and then I'll jump in a van. If it's not safe to sleep there, we'll drive down the road or into a town. The next morning, we'll drive back to that exact same lamppost, and that's where I'll start from.
Yeah, we also drove to Auschwitz, and that was 1,000 kilometres back and forth.
So. That's right. We drove from Strelin to Krakow.
Krakow, yeah.
Just because we had to go and visit Auschwitz when we were in Poland. So, yeah, so thanks so much for listening to our...
And also, my other nickname is Stiggle MacGyver. So
yeah, he MacGyvers anything.
Yeah.
Anything that goes wrong with Yvonne, he can MacGyver it, basically. Yeah. That's the way things work. But also, next week we'll be in Budapest and we'll speak to Mandy Bobbs, Amanda Stewart-Thompson. She's the project manager. She's not in Yvonne because she travels ahead to the next city and helps. She's already there. She's setting up meetings with the embassy, with media and government, and helping the project kind of create change, really, when I get there. So I do the walking and the talking. These guys do the grafting. And we're so grateful to all your support from you guys. We wouldn't be out here if it wasn't for your kind support. And thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's awesome out here. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And thank you.
Yeah, see you next week.
See ya.